3 ways to get more from the weekly sermon. What's the problem? Praise and worship should be part of our daily activity. Yet when we leave the parking lot or tune out, we can revert back to old habits and forget that we are new creatures in Christ. So how do we, as servant leaders, show up for our families, friends, congregations, and inject more godly thoughts into social media? If you want the answer to that question, then stay tuned. Hello, I am Tori, a media ministry consultant and the blueprint specialist, helping churches and faith-driven organizations to build their ministry teams and to communicate more effectively. All this month, we are focused on social media and growing our online presence. In today's tutorial, I will show you 3 ways that will greatly impact your social media reach and also get your congregation, your families, your business talking about all the good things that God is doing. These 3 things will invite conversation, act as a memorization tool, and inspire your community to study God's Word. If you are new here, welcome. I am Tori. I invite you to visit www.torislaughter.com and grab your free mini course, Kingdom Building with Less Anger and More Humility. This workbook and guide will help you start the process of building on God's great foundation. While you're there, please go ahead and check out the Blueprint Initiative 1.0, the course that we are offering via Udemy that shows you all of the basics as far as setting up and implementing strategies to build your dream ministry team. Thank you for being here. Welcome, and let's get started. I invite you, if you haven't already, to look at our video from last week where we covered the basics as far as the social media content and which you can share online. This week, we are diving a little bit more deeper into the micro nuances, if you will, of the actual sermon and how to draw out of that and create more content based on what the speaker, the pastor, your bishop, apostle, whomever delivered the weekly sermon, how to extract more from that and continue the conversation, the Bible study, and also just encourage others to, again, dive deeper into the Word and create that intimate relationship with God our Father. Tip number 1, how to use the weekly message as your social media content: collaboration and partnership. In the previous video, I said that we were going to dive a little bit deeper into this, and if you have not seen that, please go back and review. We are now at the point of how do we extract more information from the pastor, from the main speaker for that week, by not only sitting through the actual sermon, but how did he or she get to that information? So that is where you're going to begin. It can be in person, via Zoom, or over the phone. I find it to be more helpful if you can be face-to-face in person, be it with just you or the whole entire team. The speaker will give information that may not come out in the actual sermon. How did he research and gain that information? Not just the background in education, but for this specific message and moving forward, what is that process? And as you get to know that speaker even more, you will be able to draw out more information that you can then, of course, use within the social media. So tip number 1 is that collaborative partnership. One of the main things you want to remember to do within this conversation is you are listening. You will have the moment to ask questions. We're going to get to that in tip number 2. But this is not the time to criticize or debate or start inserting your own opinions and ideas, of course, unless they're asked for. And even in that, be very careful and very prayerful about how you answer those questions. What may not be meat to you could be for someone else. Tip number 2, how do you use the weekly sermon to create social media content? Now that you've scheduled the meeting, what questions should you be prepared to ask and have answered? Well, depending on the teaching level of your church, as far as the sermon is concerned, because I do realize a lot of churches and organizations use that time within the Bible study and Sunday school portion as opposed to it being during the sermon. Number one, how does this message fit into the mission, vision, purpose for your church? Number two, what additional study points would you like the community to use as resource and research? And number three, who is the message targeting? Now, you may think that the third question is a little bit of a throwaway. However, if your church uses Twitter, this is extremely helpful because this is what you can do with that. If the message is targeting high school graduates, your post may contain language that would get their attention. For example, if the speaker is using Psalm 23, your post might say something like, "Did you know that our Lord is here to direct and guide your path? Whether you're choosing a new career, higher education, or entrepreneurship, invite our shepherd into your process." That tweet is a focused, attention-grabbing source. That person who is not only a high school graduate, but who may be switching their career, it is now targeted towards them, and they feel as though you're speaking directly to their hearts and to their situations, when in fact, you are wanting to draw them into the bigger message. So from a micro level, you're targeting a specific audience. From a macro level, you are inviting them into the body of Christ, into your specific organization or church within the bigger body. Finally, tip number three, how to use the weekly message as social media content. This one is pretty obvious to most. However, what you don't realize what will happen is as you are having these weekly or perhaps monthly meetings with your main speaker of your church or organization, you're going to develop a relationship. And in those conversations, you're going to find out whether or not your main speaker, the pastor, the minister, is somewhat of a jokester, likes to play little pranks, or just those little nuanced things that makes that person more human. Because that's what we are. We don't have to put each other on a pedestal or act as though we cannot be real with other people who are walking the same faith walk as we are. So as you get to know the main speaker, the minister, the pastor, through these weekly or monthly conversations, you will be able to strategically add small anecdotes into your social media content, making sure not to embarrass or bring to light something that is an undesirable thing to just focus on for social media, something that may need more context to it. Be very careful with sharing that. But the Lord will give you discretion as far as how much and how little to reveal to the general public. The overall goal is to continue the conversation between the pulpit speakers and the community at large, and that includes those who are online. You want them to ask questions and have the conversations and reach out to the auxiliary leaders within your church. That is the point of building the community and the relationships, that we are walking with one another. We will find out more about each other and where we are in our faith as we, again, get to know each other. We have to talk. If we're not talking or listening, then we're not growing in knowledge of one another. One thing is for sure, we have more similarities than we do differences. And we each struggle with different things at different moments, and perhaps we've overcome them. But at the same time, how do we do that? If there was a particular prayer or mindset or something that we did, we could share that with others. And hopefully your pastor, the pulpit speaker, will be able to do the same. And that will come out in your social media content. Thank you all for joining me this week. I know that these three strategies will greatly enhance your social media community and also get you all talking about more godly things. I look forward to seeing your posts. Please drop in the comments below. Let us know what church or organization that you are working with or volunteering for so we can see what you're doing. We would love to learn more about your church, your organization, and what you're studying right now. That would be really awesome. So please drop in the comments below and share that. Don't forget that you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And please don't forget to subscribe and follow www.torieslaughter.com so you can, again, get your freebie mini course, Kingdom Building with Less Anger and More Humility, and check out our course on Udemy, the Blueprint Initiative 1.0, to get you started with building your dream ministry team. I look forward to seeing you all next week as we continue our deeper dive into social media and using it as a tool to bring people into the body of Christ, answer more questions, communicate more effectively, and of course, grow our online presence so that we can be an interruption in somebody else's newsfeed.